This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's that time of the day of the week. Jeez. It's Davey. It's the Depot. It is the Davey Depot.
For your listening pleasure.
Where Davey Hudson deposits all his wealth of knowledge on a variety of topics into the show. And one
I think that bag is empty.
And one segment only. It's the Davey Depot. Your host today and always, Davey Hudson, ladies and gentlemen. Take it away.
Today is Wednesday. The month of July is almost over, but that means football is around the corner. So I am happy that we're close to getting football back. To get us started on the Depot, today's fact of the day. Although no longer connected to the beer company, Guinness World Records was founded by the managing director of Guinness Brewery in the 1950s.
Fact of the day.
So there you have it, folks. Yesterday, someone informed me that I am the new Larry Culpepper, and I thought that was funny and wanted to bring that to the table. Larry Culpepper, for Dr. Pepper, was the guy who came up with the college football playoff.
You're the guy that came up with SEC expansion. Twelve-second shot clock.
Thanks.
So, moving along, my banger for the day. Mm-hmm. Have I done Tud Thumping by Chumbawamba? I played it before.
What'd
I know
you call
that. It's Tud Thumping.
You said Tud.
I put a D instead of a B.
Yeah, you
hate
inverted
to see
that.
It.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've used that one before.
Have you named a song correctly for banger of the day
this week?
This
no,
week?
I don't think so.
Okay, just making sure.
I was thinking about doing Hero by Enrique Iglesias. Because
Iglesias.
It's Iglesias.
It's not. It's Iglesias.
It's like in a glacier. Iglesias.
So, Enrique Iglesias.
So with Enrique, we were talking.
Iglesias.
We've been talking.
It's glacier to do with it. There's no S at the end.
He's
with the hero talk, you know, surrounding the Olympics. It's just a really good song.
Yeah, there's been a lot of hero talk surrounding the Olympics.
Yeah.
Well, no, there has been. It's just like, oh, you're still a hero. You're still a champion in my book.
Right.
I'll probably just play Chumbawamba on the other side. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, we keep talking about this generation doesn't get it. And it's like, but in Chumbawamba's song, you know, they get knocked down, but they get back up again. You're never going to get them down, keep them down. So there you have that one.
It's a good anthem, really.
Yeah. Gambling update. Last night went 1-1. I am not going to lie. The pick I gave on air yesterday for the Chicago White Sox, they won.
Did you
won.
Give a pick yesterday?
Yeah, Chicago White Sox, money line minus 150. They won. They came back, and I believe it was the eighth. They were down 3-1, ended up winning 5-3. But I had the Minnesota Twins money line.
I'm told you have already done Tub Thumping. Mm-hmm. Tony's Pizzeria.
All right. Hero by Enrique Iglesias it is.
Iglesias.
Yeah. So, it was 5-1. Twins were up top of the ninth. They end up giving up a grand slam to make it 5-5, and I ultimately lose my bet in extra innings. You just hate to see it. That one physically hurt me. But tonight,
I can tell, man. You're like you're down.
I sent the message to you all.
You got no energy, bro.
And then I just said, "Kill me." Even though I understand it's not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things, but it still hurts. You know, You think you got the win, and then the next thing you know, it's vanishing from your hands. It's just slowly floating away, and there's nothing you can do to grab it.
Yep.
But today I am going with the White Sox again, except I'm going run line this time against the Royals. I was able to get in at minus 108 on FanDuel. Currently on FanDuel, I don't know if you can still opt in, but they were doing a $50 risk-free bet prior to opt-in, so or after opting in. So even if I lose this one, I should be getting my 50 back on FanDuel. But you can possibly still get in on that. I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me. But I wanted to...
Never do.
I kind of had a little bit of a rant. It's something I wanted to get into. For starters, though, I did see that Bob Odenkirk just collapsed on set for, you know, Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it Good Call Saul or Better Call Saul?
Better Call Saul.
Okay.
Good call.
I don't know what I'm thinking of.
His name's Saul Goodman.
That's probably what it was.
It's all good, man.
I don't know. I just saw that, so I was like, that's not really a headline I want to like save for another day. This will probably ruffle some feathers, but I don't understand. Well, I do understand it, but it's just more of a nuisance. Why do Amber Alerts have to go off in the middle of the night? It's like, can I not just get that notification on my phone as far as like a banner and there not be sound? Because I currently don't have that option. Mm. And so it's...
You know that means a child has been abducted.
I do, but I don't see how them having an alarm go off at 4 a.m. when I'm in bed is going to help. Like, if I'm sleeping and I'm in a situation where, like, somebody randomly comes across, like, my bedroom and they have a child, like, I'm going to be aware of that, you know? Like, it's not like me just being in bed getting that notification is going to make a difference.
You could get up and look out the window. Stop the crime.
This is a common problem right now where a person complains about something and doesn't acknowledge the difficulty in the integration of said something. So, like, everyone would agree that with the abduction of a child, that we want to get the news out as fast as possible to mm-hmm. as many people yeah. as possible.
People with hearts would agree with that.
Right. Everyone would agree, including Davey, I'm assuming, for the purposes of this argument. However, they fail to acknowledge that integrating that perfectly to where, you know, it only goes to people who are awake
yeah.
in that moment or might look at their phone or, you know, it's just there are challenges, Davey, and you are collateral damage.
They can
suck it up.
They can send a message that the entire state of Hawaii is about to be nuked, but they can't figure out just like if they want to text me that's cool. But the whole, like, oh, your alarm's, like, just going off. Like, I mean, at least put, like, there's, like, noise ordinances in certain parts of different counties. Like, just make it to where that would fall under that.
But then someone who could save the child's life might miss it.
Right. You getting the notification allows someone else somewhere else to get it.
But that's the thing. No. Here's my problem.
But someone might be working at 4 a.m. They see that. They stop the crime. Just because you're asleep, we got lives to save.
Well, then they should give a setting to where I can still get a notification, but the sound does not go off.
I'm pretty sure you can do that.
No. I've checked it.
Well, it's because your phone's a million years old.
It's not a million years old. It's a iPhone
4?
8. What have they had since then? Like the iPhone X, because they decided to stop.
Can't you
like counting?
Like, can't you mute it?
I mean, I can if I put my phone completely on silent, then the alarm doesn't go off to where I wake up in the morning.
That's not true. You can turn off sound, and your alarm will still
go
off.
That one's actually not true. But still, if I get a call, I wouldn't get that notification. Because if someone's calling me at 4 in the morning,
yeah.
it's probably pretty important.
Yeah, like maybe they lost their child. Like someone stole their kid and they're
yeah,
calling you to
I'm
let you know?
I'm probably not going to be able to help out with that.
Wait, so someone calling you at 4 a.m. to say their child is missing is okay, but if they alert everyone
yes.
with a message, not okay.
Let's see.
You're a monster. You're a psycho.
I'm trying to find this out.
If waking you up for 30 seconds saves a child's life, you should be happy. Thrilled, elated, overjoyed.
I mean, a text message usually does enough to wake me up. Like you get the little bing. Like I will hear that. I don't need basically someone informing me that like the sirens going off of like that. I'm glad I stopped my sentence when I did there because
yeah,
I was about
me too.
It's not like,
I just think you're off on this one. I think it's a bad take.
I just think there should be options. My other thing I wanted to talk about
I think there are options, and you just don't know about them.
I Googled it. Let's see here. I'm just trying to figure out. I thought I remembered how to get to it, but now I don't.
Maybe you need more time spent learning
emergency,
your phone.
Emergency SOS. No, that's something else. You can do an auto call, set up emergency contacts in your health
What are you doing?
App.
What is this?
I'm trying to figure it out. Exposure notifications. What is this?
It's the depot. Figure that out on your own time.
Availability mm-hmm. alerts. I don't. Maybe is that like if my phone gets too hot? But the other thing I wanted to talk about, because this.
And was, I get accused of hating kids.
This was another
Hilarious.
Thing that aggravated me the other day. You should have. Not everyone should be able to rent a U-Haul. Just because someone is being in a situation where they have to move a bunch of stuff doesn't mean they should be able to drive a big truck around.
Okay.
When you're blocking people's driveways, when you're trying to back something up that you have no idea how to back up, you're causing more harm than good. And yet I have to suffer due to their negligence.
Is that a big, and just is that a big problem for you?
Well,
all these U-Hauls driving around, that's...
It's not a big problem, but it is an mm-hmm. inconvenience.
I mean, I'm pretty
and
sure...
as we have stated, my opinion matters more than most.
Hmm. I mean, don't you have to be 25 to have a U-Haul? You're saying you should have to take, like, a class? Is that what you want?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Hmm. For a certain size. Because, like, the big trucks, like, those people, they some of them struggle. Some of them can. Some of them can't.
Should there be a test?
Yeah, like, when you get the U-Haul, like, you should have to actually test it out by going through, like, an obstacle course.
Obstacle course?
Mm-hmm.
U-Haul.
Shouldn't be that hard. If you pass, congrats.
I'm just wondering how often you struggle with people in a U-Haul truck.
When you live
or
in
a budget
when,
truck.
When you live in an apartment complex, it's fairly frequently. A lot of people moving in, a lot of people moving out.
You don't live in an apartment complex?
Not now, but I did as of like 5 months ago.
So this is a five-month-old complaint that you've just been harboring?
Well, it came to the forefront yesterday because as I was in a different neighborhood, I was trying to pull into a driveway. Somebody else decided to block that driveway with a U-Haul. When I asked them to move it, they struggled to move the U-Haul.
Were they loading things into the U-Haul?
Not at the time.
What was the driveway?
Like, can you rephrase the question?
No. What was the driveway? Was it a house?
It was a house.
Were they moving things out of that house?
No. It was the neighbor that was moving, but they hadn't opened up the back yet to move anything. They just happened to park it to where it's like no one could get into that other driveway.
Is there street parking available since that's where the U-Haul was parked? Could you not have just
it would have been
on the
a
street?
It would have been a tight fit. They could have blocked their own driveway, but they decided not to do that. Instead, they decided to block somebody else's driveway.
Man. I don't know how you survive such an ordeal. Talk about perseverance. So, was that a real difficult thing for you to just say, "Hey, can you move the U-Haul?"
No, I did. And they decided to move the U-Haul, but then they struggled to try to back it up into their own driveway. And I was just watching them as they did this, and I was just like, I don't know.
But how does that, like, them struggling to back it into their driveway, if they've cleared the driveway you're trying to go into, what does it matter?
It started as a problem, but then I realized it's like there's a bunch of other idiots that are in this situation, and they're probably screwing up more than this person who's already showed me that they don't know how to drive.
I think you're projecting. I think you're making up problems that don't exist.
We're getting more people in the world. There's probably going to be more opportunities for people to move. Therefore, U-Haul. They have more opportunities. I don't like it.
I'm so lost.
Me too. Why do they continue to be able to drive, right?
Yeah. Sure.
That's all I really got for today.
All right.
That was a hell of a depot, bud.
Yeah, not your worst ever, but it was one of.
Hates
sure.
kids and people moving.
No one's informed me on how to get... the so-called Amber Alert to not sound the alarm. Like, I wish I had like a time period too. It's like the alarm.
How often does that happen?
The alarm.
To you, Davey?
The alarm can go off at any point like between like 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Like, that's cool. I'm fine with that. Like, yeah, I'm usually
time
out
is of the essence when
you,
we're talking
you
about
need
an
to
abducted
ask JP
child.
In the thread, he's got his notifications for Amber Alerts turned off.
See, that's another thing. It's like, are you a bad kids. Are you a bad person if you turn off the Amber Alert? Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to be the bad person for turning it off.
But I'm
going
to complain about it to where I can at least. Yeah, I feel like I'm not as bad as a person because I want to. I want to change the rules a little bit.
You don't want to be the monster who doesn't care about kids.
Mm-hmm. So I don't turn them off.
Unless,
but I also
you're
don't want to be aggravated in the middle of the night for something that's not going to impact me.
How do you think the parents are feeling? You think they're aggravated when their child gets abducted?
I would say so. I mean, I don't have kids, so I can't personally speak
so that's
to
just,
this.
It's just a little tiny dose of aggravation for you to save a life.
But that's the point. Like, I'm always sleeping at that time. Like,
first of all, they don't always come in the middle of the night.
They don't always come. That's why I said, like, put a timer on it. It's just like, all right, well, it's like we got the notification at 11:02. Looks like we can go ahead and send out the notification, but we're not going to have the alarm with it.
Okay, people out in the listening audience, please do not have your child abducted between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. for Davey Hudson's sake. So if your kid's going to get kidnapped, please, please, please.
This isn't on the parents. This isn't on the kids. This is about whoever's putting forth these systems. And in my situation, it's on an Apple product to where I at least have the option to set which time I want that. Like, I can set an alarm for any other time. Why can I not set an alarm for when the Amber Alert is going to make a ton of noise?
Because time is of the essence when a child has been abducted.
And if I'm awake, we talked about how we're so attached to our phones nowadays. It's like, I'm going to see that notification come across. I would then look, but I don't have to have the siren to go with it.
Let's end this on a positive note. The U.S. 3-on-3 women's team, it's a final now. 18-15 over the Russians. Gold medal coming back.
Is Carol Lawson coaching that team?
I don't know. They have not shown the coach. They've shown all four players repeatedly here in the celebration.
Four players?
I thought it was 3-on-3.
They have a sub.
They only get one sub?
Yeah, it's only 3-on-3.
It's half court. You don't get tired.
Well, if two people get injured, then you're really screwed.
Yeah.
I didn't think these things through.
Why is their coach not around?
COVID.
The Russians are straight over.
You don't really
over.
Need
their
a
coach
in 3v3. Just get out there and play.
Mm.
I mean, think about it. You can't really run defense or offense.
Oh, just, man.
What are you talking about? Yes.
These Russian on team was running a bunch of back screen sets and stuff.
That's give and go,
that's
pick and roll.
All you can do is screen, pick and roll.
What else are you doing?
Dribble handoff.
You dribble handoff, you run ball screens, and you screen off the ball. There's really no
Would you go man on that? You go man to man, or you go like a little triangle D? What do you got?
It's 3-on-3. You're man to man.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can run more stuff, you know, more screening. Bad take by you, Adam. The chair agrees with us.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, JT makes a great point. Getting a blast at 3 a.m. about being on the lookout for a white SUV in Fort Lauderdale while I'm asleep in Dallas, Georgia is useless.
Don't you only get Amber Alerts for your state?
Well, that's the thing.
Maybe you're...
I mean, yeah, it's for the state. So if I'm getting a notification being in Memphis...
The child has been abducted. They could be driving.
Well, by the time they get there, it'll be within likely a period to where it's like, it's okay to have the alarm go off.
Let's
at that
say
point.
It goes, okay.
The Fort Lauderdale person might be coming right through Knoxville as you come in for 3 and out.
They send it out at 5 a.m. They leave from Memphis. You wake up. You're driving to work. You remember the Amber Alert. Look for a white van and a girl with blonde curly hair. There you see them as you get off the show. Thank God the Amber Alert came in, and you saw it when you did.
But I would still see the notification regardless of if there's an alert from the siren goes off on my phone.
Yeah, but it helps it stick out more. There's tons more to get to as hour 3
Sam's
continues.
I just got a DM from Sam. Yeah. On behalf of my daughter and the child currently in my wife's belly, screw you, Davey.
Screw you.
On that, I agree.
Would you dance? If I asked you to dance, would you run
never look back. This should have been banger of the day.
It is the banger of the day.
Is it now?
Yeah, because I couldn't do the Chumbawamba song apparently. So I was like, all right, Enrique it is.
It's a great song. Oh yeah, Enrique Iglesias.
Iglesias.
Iglesias. Like, there's an S.
Pretty sure the music video for this is Mickey Rourke hunting down Enrique and then him dying as Jennifer Love Hewitt kind of like holds him.
I'm going to open my Jamie Chadwell doll now. Oh, there's more quotes from Simone. Houston?
Mm-hmm.
After withdrawing from the individual all-around, she told reporters this, quote, "This Olympic Games, I wanted it to be for myself, but I was still doing it for other people. It hurts my heart that doing what I love has been kind of taken away from me to please other people." Actually, she might have said that yesterday. I don't know that she's talked today.
Who took it away?
Other people. Other people took away her Olympics.
I'm really trying. I mean, I'm trying here. Can you read the quote again?
"This Olympic Games, I wanted it to be for myself.
For me.
But I was still doing it for other people. It hurts my heart that doing what I love has been kind of taken away from me to please other people." Those just two sentences don't go together.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You can say, I was still doing it for other people, but then you should take the blame for that mentally, because that's a mental...
Oh, that's what she said, mental
standpoint. You can't then turn around and blame other people for doing that into your own brain. It hurts my heart.
I need more information here. Like, what exactly is she
other
saying?
People. I have no idea.
Like, other people wanted her to succeed, and she didn't want.
She didn't want that.
Doing it for other
people. I mean,
is she taking it away from us? Is she taking it away from Roberto's triplets? Is she taking it away from those little girls that they can't see her compete? Is that how she gets back at those people? Like, what does that even mean?
Sorry your country wanted you to go out there and do good in the Olympics.
Has anyone criticized Simone Biles before yesterday ever in the history of Earth? Like, I think that's part of the problem, right?
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm sure
she's so good.
Been.
She is a walking participation trophy because she's never lost.
I'm sure she's seen negativity, and this is, again, just an echo chamber kind of comment, but mm-hmm. people what? Maybe get like 10 bad comments out of 10,000, but those 10 bad ones are the ones that stick out, and so they somehow usually convince themselves, like, yeah, these people are against me.
No, I mean, that's a human psychology thing. You compliment someone 9 times, they're going to remember the one time that you said something, you know, critical.
Yeah, and I feel like we've like overcorrected that now. It's like, so now... Mm. When something bad happens, like we mess up a vault or we finish with silver medal, like the other gymnast is saying, like, we're still a champion. He's champions of life from Bush. It's an overcorrection.
But is this coming from a point where she's saying, if I don't perform at my absolute best, I disappoint people?
I guess so, and she can't handle that. So she can't participate at all.
So, I mean... Take your time, yeah.
Does the sound bother you?
No, it's just that it's taken forever. I'm just either there's something deeper here that we're not quite made aware of, or this doesn't make any sense at all.
I mean, I'm buying she has mental issues when she talks like this.
Okay,
it makes no sense.
That was not to be rude about
I mean,
it.
It's not illogical. Mental issues, it's mental health. Just I don't necessarily think
I
just would
it just
attribute
feels,
that to mental
this
issues.
This just feels like a warped sense of something. People want you to do well. They know you're the best in the world, and if you don't do that, if she had gone out there and not meddled, would anyone criticize her? Like, oh, she didn't try hard enough? She's, like, it's just...
I mean, people would have criticized her, but I don't think... I don't think in any malicious way, more than just you weren't as good at your sport this time as you were last time and the time before that. Like, I don't think there's any, like, JG death threats coming, you know?
Yeah.
to Simone Biles if she – I mean, they said she struggled through qualifying for her standards, but she still was the first gymnast since 1992 to qualify for every single thing after qualifying, like all four event finals, the all-around, and the team, obviously. So, like, even her worst ever was still better than anyone since 1992 in almost 30 years. So, no, like, she's created this in her own mind, I guess is what I was trying to say. I wasn't trying to, you know, make a mental issue, you know, make light of that. Of like, but mentally, if we can separate the two, she's not thinking about the praise and the blame in any type of logical way. If you're just doing it for yourself, then you shouldn't care what anybody thinks. Go do it. If you're doing it for other people, then yeah, strap on the baggage or the pressure and go do it. And if you've come up short and you let them down in the sports world, okay, that's on the fans then. If Josh Heupel and the Tennessee football players give everything they can this year with the roster the way it is and just aren't good enough to beat Nick Saban in Alabama, and there's some fan out there that is just loses his mind or her mind saying that that's not good enough, well, that's on the fan. There's no point. Like, Josh Heupel and the players don't have to care about that take. Mm-hmm. They just need to, you know, Heupel needs to then go back to the recruiting, like try and build for the next time he gets to play Alabama. That's what we love about sports, right? We get to measure ourselves on any given day, and then there's usually another day where we can try and improve in between.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this has got some weight to it.
That's a high-quality item.
Heavy-duty. The actual bobblehead looks more like it than the picture on the box.
I forgot to say, I pulled up
that around his neck?
MVP vote like an hour and a half ago.
That's just a little protector. You know.
Who do we have last year?
So last year with the first overall pick, Houston took Eric Gray.
Good choice.
Followed that up with Hank T. Nate took Josh Palmer, and Billy took Ty Chandler. Billy then picked Bryce Thompson. Nate picked JG. I picked Ramel Keaton, and then Houston went with Jalen McCullough. Third pick, or third round, to start us off, Houston went with Crouch. I went with Bennett. Nate went with Harrison, and Billy went with Jeremy Banks. And then Billy took Jalen Hyatt. Nate took DeAndre Johnson. I took JT Shrout, and Houston took Brandon Johnson.
Who didn't play? And then transferred. Jeremy Banks was he out all last year? Was that the year before?
No, he played last year. He did? Okay. He was inside linebacker alongside Hank T.
Looks pretty slick.
Boy, that was that's a horror. I mean, I think we took the right players. None of them were very good at all.
Certainly.
Were they?
Not good. Were they any good, Jamie?
We going to win, Jamie? You wish you were here? Nodded yes.
Mm-hmm. I like the teal turf field. Creates a nice base, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, it looks good. Yep.
2020 Coach of the Year.
Maybe LSU hires him after Ed Orgeron eventually gets fired.
No, we know where he's going. Yep. It's bound to happen.
Already outlined it. It's going to be Steve
Spurrier
all over again.
Oh, God.
As a player. We're like, you know, he wanted to be here.
Where's he going?
We ran the wrong
He'll end
system.
Up in Florida.
No, he won't.
Okay. We'll see.
Mullen will be there for a long time.
Maybe just long enough. There is the second best U.S. gymnast does get to take Simone Biles' spot in the all-around. So that's good.
That's good.
Good for her. I don't understand this quote.
Who is that?
Though.
Yeah, I don't either.
Jade Carey.
Jade.
She finished, I think, ninth overall in the qualifying, but because she was the third place U.S. gymnast, she wasn't eligible.
And she can step her game up.
But now she's second. So we'll come back with more.
Yeah.
Hour three continues. This segment of the program is brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. I think tomorrow's supposed to be the hottest day of the year so far, Houston.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's what somebody told
Can't
me
be.
Yesterday.
I don't. What's it supposed to be?
It said a high 98. Yep, tomorrow.
For serious?
High 98.
Goodness gracious. You better be checking out BlueWaterClimateControl.com. Give them a call, 865-299-2290. I did a Zoom a couple weeks ago talking about this home comfort audit. That thing seems like a pretty good investment since it's free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they come out to your house. They check just about everything. Humidity, zoning issues, airflow problems. A lot of times they can fix problems before you even know they're problems. So, what more do you need? If you've got any HVAC issues, BlueWaterClimateControl.com.
There you go. Check them
is
out.
Is it really supposed to be that hot tomorrow? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, did you see the high today?
97.
97.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. I feel like it's always late July, early August, right?
The temperature will be 95 degrees today.
Siri disagrees.
What does she know? She's just a computer robot.
I turned Amber Alerts back on to make y'all happy.
Thank you. Society thanks you.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Dave.
Captain Touchback said the depot needs to pull some on bowels.
So he's admitting it was the goat?
I don't think that's the direction he was trying to go, but maybe
nope,
it was.
Too late.
Okay.
It's not alive. You believe it. Randall Cobb's coming home. To the Packers. Not Alcoa.
He's going to the Packers?
He's getting traded. I told you this was going to happen.
8 minutes ago,
we talked about Aaron Rodgers wanting him back.
Yeah, I said
they're
going to get him.
8 minutes ago, he tweeted, I'm coming home, and it's him in his Packers uniform walking through the tunnel.
Wow. How old is he again? Did you say
30? I think he'll be 31 by the time the season 31? Starts. I think his birthday
Where was
is
he?
September.
Where'd he go? Dallas?
Yeah. Houston. Was he not in Dallas, though, for a year?
Maybe. I just know he got traded by the Texans. He was with them last year. Didn't do anything.
Good for him. Good for Aaron. Was that it? Hey, I really don't want to be the highest paid player. Just go get Randall Cobb and I'm good.
Yeah, just go get a receiver who's way past his prime.
I thought they were restructuring his deal where he could then be out of it after this coming football
season.
That was the compromise.
Yeah, there's no...
He'll play for them this year. But he wanted the ability to then be out if he wants to be out.
How good can the Packers be this year?
They can win a Super Bowl.
About the same. Win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, they
could have won it.
They were a game away, right?
They were one bad quarter away from winning the NFC Championship. Mm-hmm. Like,
that'd be pretty wild. If he were to win a Super Bowl,
he'd probably retire.
You think? You think he'd retire?
Maybe.
Or you think he'd be like, hey, we got it rolling here. I'm coming back again.
I don't know. He'd probably still complain about the Packers organization during the offseason and then just resign because that's what he does. He cries.
As a guy who likes spending his time in Denver and Hawaii, I can't see him wanting to stay in the city of Green Bay much longer.
You ever been to Green Bay?
No.
Me neither. Don't know much about it.
But
cheese.
I understand that it is not similar to Denver or Hawaii.
I don't think there are very many similarities between Denver and Hawaii. What part of Hawaii does he go to? Okay.
One of the islands.
Right. That's a profound statement, as only Davey Hudson can deliver. Mm-hmm. One of the islands.
You know they were made by volcanoes, right?
Yes, I'm aware.
So, yeah, Cobb, he did spend 2019 in Dallas.
Okay.
And 2020 in Houston.
I did not remember him playing for the Texans last year.
Yeah, he only had 440 yards.
How many catches? 20?
Catches.
25? 38. Okay. Well, he's familiar with the offense. Should pick it right up. Him opposite Devontae Adams. Could be pretty good.
I was playing the slot. They also went and drafted Amari Rodgers, too, so.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's for the playing for the Packers.
I feel like he'd be in the slot, though, right? If he starts.
I don't think he'll start year one, but he kind of gives me some Randall Cobb-like vibes, mm-hmm. though.
Okay. Well, good for Green Bay. Good for the fans of Green Bay. People like Chance. Get their MVP back. It's good.
Let's see if he can do something next year. Make or break year.
You are the biggest Aaron Rodgers hater.
I actually really like Aaron Rodgers, kind of, because.
Really like him, kind of?
Kind of, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, he does hate everybody, which, you know, it's kind of a jerk move, but at the same time, I kind of respect it.
Does he hate everybody? His teammates seem to like him. He doesn't like ownership because they...
Oh, no, I saw one of his linemen, actually, and an article was released about one of his linemen was very upset with the way they found out that he was going to be returning, and somebody...
I think it was David Bakatari.
Yeah, that's him. And he replied to the tweet about the article about him being upset, and he said, mood. So a couple of guys, at least one guy, not too happy with Aaron Rodgers at the moment.
Not happy that he's coming back?
Not happy with. He was very upset with the way he found out he was coming back.
I think it was a lack of communication that he was not happy with.
Between
himself and Aaron. But again, I don't know, somebody,
by mistake, dinner, he'll be fine.
Somebody just said that you obviously don't understand this guy's level of sarcasm or something along those lines. Like, this is a thing that he kind of does, but it doesn't necessarily mean what it might look like on the surface. So I don't know. I mean, outside of his parents and management, I don't really know of people he's on really bad terms with.
Brother.
Mom.
It falls out.
Well, he said parents.
I should have said family instead of just parent.
I mean, I don't blame him for not liking his brother. He's kind of a punk.
I like his brother.
You like Jordan Rodgers?
I think he's decent in the booth.
He's decent. A little know-it-all-y for me, but he did go to Vanderbilt. So.
And he was on The Bachelor, which was kind of weird.
Very weird.
I'm ready for commentators to take the next step in the game. Like, I need more entertainment. It's too simplistic right now.
I mean, people have
the
tried.
College game, that is. The
people
NFL
have tried
is
that.
Ma-
it doesn't go very.
Move.
I mean, they tried. What's the guy they put in Monday Night Football? Stand-up comedian?
Well, that was Dennis Miller, but he didn't understand it. I'm talking more of like, give me more of Pat McAfee type stuff.
Mm.
He gets it.
Mm. He does get it.
So you want like a funny guy?
Yeah.
More games on Nickelodeon?
Well, I mean, I kind of think the approach they're going with Peyton and Eli, like, that's more of what I want. And like, I even if I wasn't a fan of Peyton beforehand, I would understand mm-hmm. how he operates from a commentating standpoint, what he does for like the commercials, just his sense of humor. I think it would be a refreshing change for what you're used to when you're dealing with some of these guys, because a lot of times
they get in there, they just like, oh, it's kind of like Jordan Rock, like they become that know-it-all guy, and it's just kind of like, dude, shut up.
Well, it's not even that, but they I guess you could say from a standpoint that they do know a lot, but they feel like the fans are dumber than they actually mm-hmm. are. And so they try to make everything so simplistic, and it's just like...
Like Mac Brown when he was in the booth.
Yeah, man, like I know how this works. Like,
all right, it's 4th and 1. They're deciding now, do they go for it or do the punt? Let's see what happens. Dynamite stuff, Mac. Really appreciate that. It's good. It's 3rd and 13. They got 2 downs to get it, or 1. And then punt. Right, thanks, Mac. Yeah, got it, bud.
Somehow that guy's rolling too, North Carolina. Yeah. So beats Arkansas. Maybe we make it too complicated.
Maybe Texas just wears people down.
I don't know.
Rick Barnes comes here. He's got top 2 class. Yeah. Mac Brown's got it rolling at North Carolina. Sark could be the next great coach after he leaves Texas.
He could be the
Tom Herman's going to be a baller somewhere.
Great next retread hire.
Come back, final segment of the program next. Final segment of the program. Dan Mullen's been talking up Emory Jones, Houston.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So he's a completely different player now than he was when he walked in the door.
All right. He says so.
You think this is... you think you'll have him ready and he'll like play all year and be pretty good?
Well, we know Dan Mullen likes to build people's confidence before the season starts.
Mm-hmm. Or do you think this will be kind of the first time he's, at least in Florida, they're not that good at quarterback?
I have not been impressed with Emory Jones in limited action. I don't know what all is behind him. That said, Dan Mullen, pretty damn good quarterback coach. Mm-hmm. I think we all agree with that, right?
Yep.
It might be a little
Figure out who's behind him, and I'll let you know which week he's going to shine.
Oh, God. Let's see here. What's that big kid they got?
Did T.J. Finley go there?
Who is T.J.?
Nah, I don't remember.
He was the big LSU quarterback.
Let's see who they got here. Emory Jones. Carlos Del Rio Wilson. Jalen Kitna.
John's kid.
Gotta be. Kitna. I mean, and Anthony Richardson is who I was thinking of. 6'4", 236.
Gotcha.
Red shirt freshman. Punter Jeremy Crawshaw. Interesting. Interesting name.
Finley went to Auburn, didn't he?
I think that's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Saturday, September 25th.
Whoever the backup is, that's when they'll shine. You calling it now, Dave?
Yeah.
Fascinating. There's that optimism from Dave. Gotcha.
No, we should at least be 2-1 by the time we enter Florida.
We're going to be 3-0. We're not losing to Pitt.
I said at least.
I'm saying at least 3-0 because we're not losing to Pitt. It's not happening.
Yeah, I don't like that game being at noon. That benefits Pitt more than it does us.
I don't know. That early in the season, I don't even. It's going to be. I went through this the other day, Dave. It's going to be hot. We're going to be used to the heat. We'll be ready to go.
That's
our probably
first
have a cold front
game.
Come through,
huh?
It's our first
probably have
game.
A cold front come through. We're just going to be complaining about the heat all September, and then finally that weekend we get some cooler air.
Probably rain all over the place. Perfect game for Pitt. Mm. Slow it down, grind it out.
Yep.
But we're a running team. Don't forget that.
Oh yeah, we're going to run the football.
It is our first big game. Hickman's correct. Hate that it's at noon. Maybe is there any chance I can get like flex to later or something?
Doubtful.
I blame us. It's our fault.
No, it's on ESPN.
Huh?
Yeah, that's why it's at noon. It's because it's on ESPN.
We are the ESPN noon game for Pitt?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, we talked about this. People were complaining about, like, why is this game at noon? It's like, well, because you're on a premier channel.
For some reason in my head, I didn't know it was on ESPN.
I'm happy it is, though.
Well, yeah, it's fine. Okay.
Might be the only ESPN game we get.
Stop.
Well, I mean, all of our other big games will probably be CBS.
Do we get a CBS game this year?
They'll put either Florida, Georgia, or Alabama on CBS just so we can get slaughtered. Maybe Ole Miss. Ole Miss wouldn't be a bad one.
We definitely played Ole Miss on CBS before when Dooley was here. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you do want to put us on CBS, that would be the week to do it because that.
If
might
we
be
get
a
the Bama game
fun.
On CBS again, I'm gonna lose my mind.
That's what we're
terrible. Georgia late in the season. I don't know what I haven't memorized the schedule grid as far as when all the big games are. That seems usually there's always that weird week late where we somehow like we play Missouri at 3:30 on CBS. Maybe the Georgia game will take its spot. That'd be great. Just getting thumped by Georgia.
Nothing beats those CBS broadcasts, though. Just the format, the production value. Oh, my goodness. Immaculate.
Wow.
Too bad we suck.
Yeah.
I don't mind not having to hear Gary talk.
Brad's so good, I don't mind Gary.
You miss Vern?
A little bit. But not that I miss him.
I miss him now that like I just am aware and know that we suck. Like I feel like I could just embrace him more. Hmm. Like if I just like in the moment would have been like, yeah, we're bad. I get it now.
So you don't like Gary though?
He's just boring.
He's gotten worse. He used to be okay. No, he's losing it.
Brad's good.
I just want to be entertained.
All right.
Bring back Ron Franklin.
We'll do it again tomorrow. The Blitz is up next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.